Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I
told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Disco. AJ Disco. 3 times. And I'm big to them. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. See, you go. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Thank you for being live. Your host, T-A-Z. I'm waiting on Ron L. We on Black People's Time, it seems like, tonight. I'm waiting on Ron L. to call in. I'm going to play a song from one of our CDs. It's really not a song. It's more like dialogue. I wrote it when we was in Nuremberg, and we recorded it 15 years later. The name of this song is Rush, and This is when Run DMC was real hot at the time, and Russell was involved, Russell Simmons, and they were talking about Rush Productions. That's what they used to call themselves. So that's what we're talking about, being down with Rush. As I try to call Ron on the flip side.
Yes, yes, y'all, to the beat, y'all. Feel the beat. Flip it once, flip it twice. Here we go.
Yo, money. Yeah, fresh. Totally insane. Never lame with a death rap to blow the ladies. Of course. What's up, Banknote? I was pumping up the Ron L show,
of course,
when I noticed that I was down with Rush.
I'm down with Rush too, money.
Yo, man, I've got a Rush look.
I'm sporting a Rush attitude.
I have a Rush bank account.
I have a Rush silver collection.
I have a Rush wardrobe.
I eat Rush.
I dance Rush.
I'm so Rush, I bleed Rush.
I have a Rush life.
I live for Rush.
I'm from Mount Rushmore.
Damn. I'm so Rush, I don't have to hurry.
Everything I touch turns to Rush.
That ain't nothing. I have some of the Rushest shoes ever. They're Rush Uppies.
That ain't nothing, security deposit.
Uh-huh.
I was on the way to the 49ers club one sunny day.
Hey.
One sunny day. Hey. And these old ladies looked at me and said,
uh-huh.
I looked in a hurry. I didn't tell them I was in a rush, but I was Rush. That's how Rush I am.
Oh, I can't say Nathan enough, but when I make love, it's Rush. And when I dance, it's Rush. And my lady is so fine, I mean, she's so Rush, that it rushes me out.
I've got a Rush house.
I got a Rush suit.
My skin is Rush.
My hair is Rush. Well, I used to have hair.
Your feet is big Rush.
Don't worry, it won't be so Rush if I rush them in your ass.
I might rush my butt cheek together and rush your feet off.
You must have a rusty ass. Breaking off my foot money, I mean gold Rush.
When I house all the women, I'm down with Rush.
When I get alone with any female, they say, please, Rush.
When you kiss any female, they say, please, Rush, and please, Rush.
When you're with a female, they rub your hair, it's so rough, that they say, please, Rush, oh, and Rush.
I'm in a Rush state.
I got a Rush country.
My love is Rush.
My bitch is Rush.
Yo, what is Rush?
How old are you, Rush?
I'm rushing 42, but I'm 41.
You're
Here we
too
go.
Damn young for me to tell you my bitch is Rush.
You need to rush your old ass out of here.
Listen, if I do rush out of here, you won't have anyone to talk about Rush with.
So Rush what?
Rush the size 11 in your black Russian ass.
My size you is Rush.
When I go to the club, I order a black Russian.
The song is over. I guess we better rush.
Well, let's get real Rush.
Yo, T-Love, let's let the beat get sweet. Then after that, the main line we repeat.
And Rush.
Show.
Pump it up. Show.
Pumping up. Show.
Pumping up the
Ron L. Pumping up the T. Pumping up the Ron L.
Show.
Pumping up the T. Low.
Show.
Pumping up the Ron L.
Show.
Pumping up the T. Low.
Show, show, show,
show. Pumping up the Ron L.
Show, 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 show.
Pumping up the T. Low.
2,000 shows.
Pumping up the Ron L.
4,000 shows.
Pumping up the T. Low.
1,000,000 shows. Show. Show.
Show.
Show. show. Show. Show. Show. Show.
Yeah. Damn the people, I'm doing the beats for you. Damn what these people think. Yeah, we might be selling them on my internet, but damn what these people think. I'm doing the beat for you so you can see if you're selling them. You know, I'm only making it for one fan, and that's you and a couple more folks. Other than that, I ain't worried about. But yeah, this even I gotta say this is some of the best stuff that I've done.
Well, you've done some good stuff anyway. So what you trying to say?
This is better than what I thought. This is better than the other stuff to me.
Is it?
Yeah, and I'm gonna put my first question out to you. Out of the four CDs we had, which is the first one was, man, I'm old now. The first one was 14 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was, let me get it right. The last one was all for you, all of you. Steak Attitude is the third one. And the second one, it escapes me right now. Damn, and you were on it. Don't you know, man? You know, I mean, you sit up there like, well, we ought to know.
You're the mastermind.
Yeah. And my mind is mastered.
It's mastered in the wrong way.
The second one was, it had Guarantee and all that on there.
You know what? That song's hot, man. Guarantee.
Speaking of which, I got it here. But I spelled it Guarantee, like with Ron in there.
Yeah. I like
O-N-T-E-E. Because I'm T Love and you're Ron L. Guarantee. You didn't ever get that, did you?
No.
That's a new one that we got.
That's
why I really like that girl, Ron T. One of the tracks that we're going to talk about in Germany now. I want you to describe it because it take you can't describe it on radio as well as you do in person. But that PLDC instructor that thought he was so cool. And he asked Dolly to dance, remember?
Yeah.
Then he got out there and started doing the chicken leg.
Sergeant Landry.
Sergeant Landry.
Sergeant Landry. Yeah.
He had a shiny suit on like Puff used to wear.
Yeah.
They were hot back in the day.
Yeah. Were.
And you said, man, this is cool as heck. I said, hey, you gotta be cool now. He got out there at the dance floor and about embarrassed himself. Me and you ran to the other side of the club, lad.
Yeah, well, that was the one that was stuck in that was stuck in our minds from then until now. I could still see him standing there, and then he just started doing something he was supposed to be doing. And it wasn't really that pleasant. Wouldn't have to be anyway. I think I was going to give him tips.
I remember one of them nights we was in the 49er Club in Nuremberg, and you previously during the day we go to the PX and buy some gear for the night, right?
Yeah.
And you. You remember that sweater you bought, don't you?
Oh, hold on now.
That blue one that was furry and it was white in the middle and it was blue on the bottom.
God, you got me now, man.
you trying to play real.
We showing our age, that's what it is.
You really don't remember?
I'm trying to figure. Blue sweater.
Yeah.
Where I buy it from?
At the TX.
Blue sweater.
It was blue. Okay. It was navy blue. It was like a stripe on the top, navy blue. Stripe going around the middle, white. And then it was navy blue again on the bottom. You said, this sweater is hot. I'm going to wear it to the club. I said, all right, cuz. You're going to look all right. We got to the club. there was another dude with your sweater on, and I was like, son. And I was like, that ain't right.
I went to the bathroom, didn't I?
Cat, there was everybody had that sweater on. Women had
that
sweater.
Oh, my goodness.
The waiter had the sweater on. I was like, what?
That lets you know right there, you need to go on the economy to buy clothes.
Yeah, you shouldn't have went to the
PM. Buy that local.
You ain't lying, man. You remember that now, right?
Yeah, I remember. Well, how do you remember, man? It's like, you know, I had forgotten about that.
Oh, no. I pulled that out. I remember. I was like, hey, what? You were standing right by me. And some dude walked by with your sweater. I said, hey, Ron. Oh, that ain't you. You like, go on, man. You and that?
Oh, God. Oh, you killed me just now. I'm not. You killed me just now.
I know. I brought something back to memory on that. We're going to play a song. And I want to play one of the new ones that you ain't and get your opinion on it.
Right.
This is Real With Me. It's just the singing part is me right now, but it'll be you and me. I'm definitely just singing your spot. This is Real With Me, an example of how this new song that me and Ron L are going to do in May, the Love Brothers.
All right.
Ron L. You feel that? We gonna take this to the dance floor, baby. Yeah. On three. One, two, three.
I like it on the dance floor. If you keep it real with me, we can party, we can dance close. Keep it real with me. I like it on the dance floor. If you keep it real with me,
real,
we can party, we can dance close. Keep it real with me. Oh honey, oh baby, keep it real with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh honey, oh baby.
Badges, I won't stop. Beats on blast, some say I'm hot. Living smooth, no mention in the yacht. Every good is at a chance to get what I got. I'm blessed with skills since I put out flow. Other rappers flex, I think they know. Lyric rhyme killer, take out for it to go. Simply cook for the mic, I am a hoe. So nod your head when I flip this beat. And others control and I dance their seat. Fire on lyrics, I burn complete. Review my catalog, they call a feat. I shoot some slam on the 1-2 tip. Cause a mellow bends, acrobatic flips. Easy dance, I'm not one of the pips. See bass and whip, now watch me rip.
interview that I did with Street Noise Records. Glenn Cannon did the music for him, but he's with Flatline Records.
Oh, okay.
In Detroit.
Okay, we're going to break bread for you anyway.
Speaking of preaching, since y'all talking about the church and whatnot, I'm gonna remind Sean, I told you about this. This is with me and Ron L. Me, Ron L., and Donna. Now, you're going to have to beat me real because I'm going to be real
all
with
right,
it.
All right, going
to
be
me,
real.
Me, Donna, Ron L., we's in the parking lot getting ready to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the parking lot going, shit! Mm-hmm. Damn! Mother,
beep, beep, baby.
Beep. Oh, hell.
Beep.
Hell no.
Beep.
And I was cussing to keep the cuss words out. And Donna go, what are you doing? I said, I'm cussing so when I get into church, I don't cuss.
Uh-uh.
And then I said, shit.
Beep.
And y'all on it. And so she said, okay. So me, Donna walked into church. Donna was first in the aisle, and I was second, and Ron L. was behind me. We walking in the aisle, and as soon as we got in the aisle, Ron was walking too close and clipped my shoes, and my foot came out of my shoes in the aisle, and I turned around, mother...
Babe!
Shit!
Babe!
And Donna go, what are you doing, TJ? I went, oh, shit.
Babe!
I forgot. I'm in the damn church.
Kill me.
Just cut me. People
beep,
looking at me.
That was strong. That was strong. ATAZP recorded live on my website. Me, DJ Stroker, sure enough. Ron, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was another time to remember.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Cat?
Man, did you like the beat on that song?
Yeah, that was hot, man. That was hot. That was real hot.
Now, during the breakdown of that song, you're going to sing the hook again, and then you'll continue to sing the hook in the background, and we're going to be talking about keeping it real. There's a couple of little additives that I got thrown in there, but I got to wait till I get with you so we can throw it down. And it'll be a quick song, probably like 2 minutes or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's sharp, man. When you supposed to be sending the music? You going to send them, you going to try to send it this week or next week?
It'll be next week. I got to mix it down off of the digital 96 track, my bad. I don't know if you're thinking I still got a 4-track. No, the digital 96 track that I got.
Mm-hmm.
From.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to
plug up a little bit.
Yeah, I progress.
Yeah.
For the day. I'm going to let you tell a story about when I got slapped. I told one of the people at work, you said, the girl hit me so hard, it sounded like I got shot.
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah, that's what happens when you try to hide, you know, you try to get away for a little while and get a breath of fresh air, you know. But, what's the name of the club?
We were at the Q Club at the time.
Q Club.
The slapping went down.
Yeah, okay. It happened like this. We in the club one night. We had left the 49ers club anyway, right? I think we just went over to Q Club. Q Club is basically the after club from the 49ers club anyway. We went over there and got inside the club, looking around, seeing what's going on. And
well,
I think you went, you went and danced with somebody.
I was sure the Puerto Rican girl that could come out of her body.
Yeah. Oh,
which
God.
Is another story.
That's another story.
It's
real.
It's another story.
You got to hear that one, too. But anyway, I think Shelly is popped in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Shelly is popped up in there and seen you in there dancing.
And then the song was over.
I was like, yeah, the song came over here. And just, went over. He came off the dance floor.
Walked over to him.
Yeah. what's up? You know. I see some head rolling, some arms and shoulders. And next thing you know, it was over. Arm swung. Everybody in the club ducked. The only one got slapped was you.
Because I didn't duck with the rest of the club. I mean, bartenders, insects duck. Everybody duck.
Everybody duck. Even the DJ.
Even the DJ. I
said
me.
Yeah. You didn't get what was going on. I tried to warn you, but it was too late. But you got slapped, and it was heard clear over Germany. It woke people up. I know that. It definitely woke me up, because I said to myself, he going to kill her. He going to kill her. No, he is. You stood there for a second. I guess your mind was going like this. I know she ain't slapped me.
But the thing
and then you was like, I got to do something because I ain't no punk.
Everybody looking at me. The whole club was looking at me.
So you looked around and you just jetted out. I said, oh, let me go get him. I said, he gonna be in the German jail somewhere tonight. Let me go get him. So I get outside and come up and I look around the corner. And you got to pinned up against the wall. I'm like, what are they doing? And then, you know, y'all was exchanging words, and she was saying things, you were saying things, and next thing you know, you grabbed her, and you spit on her, and call her a punk. I said, well, you know. I don't think anybody was outside, but I seen it. I was like, okay, that was a kind of weak way of going out, but At least he got something across anyway.
Because I couldn't have hit her. Because if I would have hit her, I'd have been. Yeah, you're right. I would have been in a German jail.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, I don't think there was any law against spitting on anybody back then. But.
Yeah, I spit on her.
But you done something. You had to do something. You have to let her know that you wasn't playing anyway. So. But then again, after that. We ended up jumping in the cab because it was time to go by then.
Yeah.
We all got in the cab, same cab with her. We ended up heading back to the barracks, got dropped off at the gate. I said, okay, being that we all shared a cab here, maybe we should share the fare. That didn't happen.
We just walked out.
Hey, what did you say? You told her good night, something or whatever. But we just jumped out the car. Beat it.
My bad. I just said bye and rolled out. I slammed the hell out of that door, though.
Yeah, I think he might have said a few German choice words, too, you know.
Yeah, she was mad because she was following us all night long because we went to the officer club, too.
Yeah.
We were club hopping, and she was like one club behind us, trying to look for
me. Well, see, that's the thing about it is you had, what, four clubs jumping at one time? You had, I know you had, was the car club open at night?
The car club was open at night.
49ers, Q Club. And then you got the club down the road from the Q Club. What is that club right there? The one that all the Germans go to, the crazy club.
The Golden Gate.
Golden Gate. That's like the last of the last resort.
But then, they used to have that other club, too. In Germany, I forgot the name of it. It was down in the middle of town.
Downtown, Maryland. Speaking of Maryland.
Well, yeah. Your ex-girl.
Hey, look, that's another story, too.
Yeah, because you were straight home. You hit Maryland's friend creeping through the window, and she lived right across the street in the same building.
Yeah, well, you know, a player got to do what a player got to do.
And on that note, get back into the music. This is Miss V.
Okay.
V just recently is recovering from having two tumors in her stomach and two cysts and being opened up in an emergency operation, 2.5 weeks ago? She is doing much better, and she just did this song yesterday, matter of fact, when I was down in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
She wanted to sing. You know, I didn't want to. I wasn't trying to force her to sing. She was like, I want to sing. I said, okay. Well, I got the songs ready for you, but, you know. So this is called It's a Part of Life. It's a gospel song that I wrote. And it has a meaning with, you know, asking the Lord, why do people die and why can't we understand? But, of course, to sum it up in the title, It's a Part of Life. On ATAZP with the host, Ron L. in the house.
Love, brothers. sounds. Every time we throw a show, yeah, we put it down, and you must know.
Ain't no denying,
the beat is popping with the flow. The Love Brothers on the go. Gotta move. We're on the go. Yeah, can't be still. We're on the go. We've been doing this Love Brother thing for years. Through the blood, the sweat, sometimes the tears. Over in Germany, sitting the niggas with beers. My lyrics and the smooth sounds into cheers. Can you believe that we're doing it raw? Me on these beats, smooth sounds, not a flaw. Always on my knees at the altar call, by giving them thanks to Nathan et al. These 14 hits with a guarantee. No stake attitude, yo, can't y'all see? It's for all of y'all, just let us be. We're on top, baby, don't you feel us, B? Smooth sounds and DAZ don't stop. Putting out hits, and that's a lot. Run cold water, cause we are hot. Like I said before, we're on the top. Every time we throw a show, we put it down, and you must know. The beat is popping with the flow. The Love Brothers on the go. We're on the go. We're on the go.
Brothers on the Go, another new song off the new CD, Ron L.
Yeah.
UMP.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yo, it's hot, man. I like that. I like that flow. Man, MSV, yo, that's sharp.
That's sharp. Yeah. Like I said, we recorded that yesterday. She recorded one song on our CD that I don't have on the show, but it's me, you. I say Ron L, T-A-Z, the Love Brothers. We got the Love Sisters, Miss V, Rolanda 700. And we all singing the same lines all together. And the name of the song is A-T-A-Z. P stands for production.
Mm, that's y'all, man. Yo, them beats, man. Golly, boy, you got, I mean, they like, they like running consecutively, man, and it just got a smooth groove to them. Very smooth.
Yeah. Trying to do things, baby. Like I said, when you hear it on the live with the funk, oh man, you gonna be going, man, that thing is fucking cool. Oh yeah, but that Miss V song was hot though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. You wrote the lyrics to that, or she
No, I wrote the lyrics.
Wrote something to her. Oh, you wrote the lyrics?
Yeah, she did the little ad-libbing at the end. But I kind of told her to do that because I did it on my song when I gave her the example. You know how I give the example. So
yeah.
I did it on my song, so she kind of just went off and made some other stuff up as she was singing at the end. But I wrote the lyrics to the whole song talking about, you know, it's just a part of life.
Yeah. I was feeling that, man. It was
a message for real in the song.
Yeah. Well, it's something we got to think about. Like I said, man, we ain't getting no younger. You know what I'm saying? that in your mind, but you got to enjoy life anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we need the invincible back in Germany. Meeting Donna, Raquel, and the leader, a.k.a. Trina.
Yeah.
Go
another, another segment.
Explain it, dog. I mean, I'll try to kick. I'm going to kick in what I remember. I remember the whole thing. We were in the PX, of course. Me, you, and Sergeant Durham, James.
Yeah.
We, the Love Brothers. He's one of the originals.
Yeah.
He was James.
Yeah.
When you were right there, he was James Lover.
Yeah.
Was, yeah, one of the original Love Brothers. The one that don't sing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not musically inclined.
But we were looking at music that day in the in the music section, and two girls walked up on us and asked us to buy a tape, because back then we owned, it was tapes.
Yeah. Showing our age again.
Asked us to buy a cassette tape of Diana Reeves. I was like,
for the cassette tape. Hey.
Diana Reeves, and they said, yeah. I'm like, who the fuck Diana Reeves? Who is Diana Reeves? And she's like, well, we got a friend, and it was Donna and Raquel at the time. So they have a friend who's on a sick bed, and she requested to get a copy of Diana Reeves. I'm like, well, Ron, you got it. Ron said, James, you got it. I kind of paid them off like, I ain't buying no Diana Reeves. So they were walking around the PX, and I guess we followed them over to where they were walking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another girl over there. And we like, this is your friend that's sick? And she over here trying on dresses and stuff. You don't look too sick to us. So then everybody exchanged numbers. It was, you know. James was on Raquel. You were on the girl that was trying on dresses that was supposedly supposed to be sick. And I was on Donna.
Yeah.
And we set up the stripper, man, getting the number and went on. Eventually, James hooked up with Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
You hooked up with Trina. But me and Donna's thing ain't never jumped off, really. We talked for a minute, but, you know, I think I was seeing Charlene at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How did remember we were at the NCO club, and that's when I walked out in the taxi, and Donna yelled, I don't know why he riding that taxi with. He could be riding this, remember? You remember that, though?
Yeah.
You stay out there and go, I can't believe Hey, look, I heard it as I was getting in the taxi. I'm in there with Charlene pondering. Why she say ride this? I got to call her up.
Yeah, I remember that, boy. That's timeless piece. Timeless piece.
She played right at her stuff in public, y'all. In the middle of the street. I don't know why he's riding the taxi with her, but he could be riding this. I think she was drunk, though.
Yeah, she might have had a few. She might have had a few, see. I lied to you. I remember that. I definitely remember it. Yeah.
And I didn't even do anything. I was just there, you know. But the life of a player. But explain to the people why you when I was seeing Charlene, I was getting in late, I guess, waking you up. And you didn't wake me up for formation the next day. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. I still didn't tell you I was sorry, did I?
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
35 years later, he's talking about he's sorry.
Internet radio,
sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Yeah, 2009. I'm sorry, 2009. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Rumor stutter, but anyway, go on and tell the people how you did wake me up when you had a formation, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we was in the bags in the room. We both was in the same room. You were near the door. I think I remember that. You were near the door in the bags in the same room. I got up. I think I don't know, I forgot what had happened, man. I think you got in late or something like that.
I got in from seeing Charlene. Remember, it was late.
Yeah.
I think I woke you up.
Yeah, you was making a lot of noise or something. And I think you and I got into it or something, because I was trying to tell you to be quiet. I forgot what it was. But anyway, I got up. I said, let me go and get myself together here. Got myself together. Got my clothes on. I said, okay, I know a PT coming up here. Yeah, you know, not PT. It wasn't PT that day.
No.
Let me go and get my clothes on. So I just slipped my clothes on. I said, I'm going to pay him back. I said, for coming in late, waking up. Had his light on over there. I said, no, hell no. We ain't going to have none of this. I'm going to break him from this. So I get up, put my boots on, put my uniform on, get my boots on, get myself squared away. And got everything on, walked towards the door. Got right there. I said, I ain't going to allow him enough time to get himself dressed. Because you were out. You were out.
I was gone.
I got to the door. I said, we about to have formations or something. I think I'd tell you in the last minute. We about to have formations.
When you walked out the door, you went, oh, yeah, it's formation.
Yeah. So I get outside, come down the stairs. I'm like kind of halfway laughing about it. I'm like, yeah, let me see if he's going to pull himself out of this one. So I get down there. I'm down at the formation down here. I'm looking. I say, okay, time is rolling. We got about a minute and a half or two. They're going to call everybody to attention. And I see somebody fly out the door. He pulled down at the other end of the formation. I'm like, look down. I say, hell no. But see, I should have known that you were going to make it, because the way you tell me how you were doing things down when you were down there in Texas.
Yeah.
Why you tell me how you... You were just pushed fast, you know. But
when I was down in Texas, people was walking out to formation and I was getting in. I was just walking in. They're like, oh, you're not going to make it. Oh, yes, I am. Fly right back down and be right there. So I made it. And I didn't have no gloves on. We wore black gloves, but my hands was black already, and it was dark outside. So I didn't have no socks on. I didn't have no undershirt on. I didn't even have a shirt on. I had my field jacket on, because we just had a field jacket on at that time, remember?
Yeah.
And it was dark anyway, so I just had a field jacket zipped up with my hat on. No socks.
Yeah.
My boots and a tie and my pants on. So after they said pull out, I said, now I can get dressed the right way.
Yeah, because I was like this. I said, how the hell he doing? I stopped getting mad at you that day, because I was like, I had to ask you.
This nigga made it a tie. But you trying to say you were signed in? I said, no. But now that it's 20, 35 years later on, I accept your apology.
Yeah.
I was a bitter man, all of you. A bitter man.
Yo, yeah, man, I'm telling you now, man. That's one we can put in the history books too. We can talk about that, man, forever.
I think I got dressed in 2 seconds, man, because all I had to do was put on my pants, my boots, no socks. No underwear, no
man,
undershirt, no shirt, boots and jacket and a hat, no gloves.
No.
The boots wasn't even tied up.
Yeah, I know. It was still kind of dog outside, too.
You can see, man. I was there to get a report, all present. And they were like, and you were like, that? How he? I heard you in the store. How he make it? Use the wilder beside yourself. What are you stupid?
That was funny, man. That was funny. Yeah. But, I mean, like I said, you had a chance to regroup, you know, because we had to eat breakfast that morning anyway.
So I just went back and put on my clothes the right way.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. You think you would have made it if we were doing PT?
Of course. All we had to do was put on the sweats and what's it called?
Yeah, but you've been running in no socks. Oh, I forgot. You had a profile, didn't you?
I didn't run. You forgot that part.
Yeah.
you forgot that part.
When we started exercise, you run back in the building.
I don't know what I did when y'all started running.
No, I don't think you ran. I think you went over to the gym.
You
done some other alternative exercise.
Because it continued on once I got to, where did I go to? Oh, Alaska.
Yeah.
I was running then for a minute till I hit that ice the wrong way, and I told everybody, I bet I ain't running no more. Everybody was like,
you hit the ice and fell, man.
Man, I hit the ice, and my body went one way, and my knee went the other way.
Ah.
And I did it. That was the second time I did it. I said, well, I guess I'm going to see the doctor, and we're going to get us a forever profile, because I'm not running no more. Not up here. I don't know. That was just sick. And we running in the middle of 40 below weather and ice all on the ground, killing ourselves. No, ain't doing that, cuz.
Yeah.
But that was the beginning of the end. That's why I get a nice little check now today from the VA.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Next time I'm going to pay is guaranteed, because that check is guaranteed on the first of the month. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed by the Love Brothers. And on that Love Brothers song that we just heard, the new one, the name of the second CD was on top.
Okay.
I named all the, you notice I named 14 hits, Thank Attitude and all that.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ready, Brown L?
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, 1, 2. Man, they talking about guarantees. Rashid guaranteed to win 2 years straight, you feel me? I don't know too much about him. Life's got one meaning if you know my friend, I'm gonna live it, oh yeah, right to the end. I see so many troubles that will come my way, I'm gonna let them flow on, just go away. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. Come on down and visit me, I'll show the place, it's the place of love for the human race. I'm gonna throw my blues away, use what I got. No bodily harm, no whiskey, no pot. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, going to be more love
in this world a guarantee.
Yo, like I said before, I don't know anything about a guarantee. They tell me to guarantee taxes and death. But I know about one guarantee that I could make for show. I'm going to tell you about it. Ron L., this is for you, baby. What's the problem with people and their attitudes? Trying to keep it gangster, is that acting rude? Struggles with life but in love with each other. Women trying to be dudes, confused about colors. Wanna be real up in this piece. Understand people's rights, let bullshit cease. Forever in a day, on a push to live right. Hustle, sling a yay, get the paper set tight. Come on down, we gotta keep it on lock. Evil moves on me, weapons on cock. No love for peeps and what they seek. Danger high alert out in these streets. Living wrong, nigga, on the come up. Flashing rich will get your ass done up. Learn your spot, baby, keep it hood. Thugs may be chill, but up to no good. Butter moves easy on a road that's hot. My tracks fit fire while others not. Uplift your mind, I speak TAC. Another head's not a guarantee.
Whoa, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world of guarantee. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world of guarantee.
All right, that's
that
Regina.
Regina. Thank you. Thank
Regina Morris.
Regina.
Now I need a young lady out here on the floor.
A.K.A. Riri.
Let me sing to you like this.
No, girl, gonna pull that chair on out here because she's going to make it get up.
Yeah, this is like a Billy, pre-opening
you
act.
You in trouble. You ain't know that.
You in trouble, girl.
He going to sing the boots off of
him.
He going to give you a lap dance, girl. Don't sweat your hair out.
Oh, Lord.
I'm here, baby.
Don't sweat now.
I'm right here. You see, I saw you when you come through that front door tonight. Looking all fine with your mama coming behind you. I just want you to check this out. Hey, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good. Not
oh,
so.
Lord.
So if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. You do a little Michael Jackson too.
That's why I'm with you. I'll
take a
never
foot.
Go back.
Oh, no, you did. Give me that hand, girl.
Here I am,
baby.
Baby.
Practice what you preach. Hey, it's just you and me. Ain't nobody else in this room.
Lord.
So many things I can do to you.
You got her, you got her.
So many ways I can please. Hey, baby, it's your mood, girl. So why don't we stop turning down the lights? Show me just what you can do. Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good. So if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this, telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach.
Telling me that.
Really?
Say once I'm with you, I'll
never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl, just entertainment. I see you over there with that glass. Well, anyway, I got you in the hot seat now. It looked like you're handling it pretty well, baby. Not even sweating. I'm sweating.
Because of mama looking.
So practice what you preach, baby. Check this out. I've had my share of lovers. All say I'm damn good, damn right. So if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would. Cause you keep all, you just keep all, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach.
Telling me that.
Really.
Say once I'm with you, I'll never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson that I
ain't gonna
wanna
do no
teach.
Laughing. Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Ron.
In the hot seat. That's just a Ron smooth.
Thank you.
That's smooth sounds right there.
Yo, this is TAC at ATADP recorded so live on ATADP.com. We're a music production company in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Trying to put it down for real. Web radio show real hot. We play the hottest music in the country. Craziness, making you laugh, you're tripping. Different interviews with underground artists all across the United States. And I'd like to say thanks to everybody that I've met and going to meet in this venture, doing this radio, web radio, pizzang. I'd like to say thanks to the people that keep me grounded, keep me real. That's Ron L, Gina L, DJ Stroke, Jer Bear, Lissa, Miss V, TF, Double A Diggs, DJ Definite, J Bug, Rolanda 700, Mark Lacey, and everybody else that, you know, contribute to the show. I'm feeling D. High Nez, I'm feeling Deborah Bryant, I'm feeling Gary Houston of G House Productions, feel me? Everybody, CT Entertainment, it's just going on and on. Hopefully I can give to you what you give to me, and that's a smile, feel me? ATADP, recorded live, keep it live, we on.
The Bacon Man, a.k.a. Smooth Sound. A lot of a.k.a.'s, dog.
Can't lie. Too many.
That last song was a ditty that Ron did at the first annual ATAZP live, recorded live house party for the radio show.
Yeah, that's when Jer Bear appeared.
And he has not appeared since. Dog and Chaynus or Jer Barris.
Yeah. He's in my A right now.
Yeah, dude. He chained out right now, dog. Can't go nowhere but to work and back to the corner store. Back home. That kid go with a boot. He a police officer, too, so I know he know what a boot feel like.
Oh, yeah. A boot and a bullet.
He got a boot. Hopefully he can make it down this year, but ain't put no promises on it. So
don't get no promises.
We're gonna have to do. I'm gonna write a song called VTTHP. That stands for Virgin to the House Party. And we're gonna have a few virgins in there, cause Miss V says she's actually coming. My sister got a ticket. She's coming. Yeah, my sister coming, so she'll be a virgin to the house party.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about virgins as in a sex virgin.
No. VTTHP, virgin to the house party, dog.
Yeah, you're talking about some beginners.
Yeah. And then we're in a new house, new neighborhood, so there'll be some white folk up in there. So there's going to be some virgins to the house party for real.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah, we're going to have
all
a good,
good
time.
You getting to know your people around there?
Not really, dog. You know me. I don't have... Look, dude, when I come back in, I come in, I go straight to the house. I might come to the studio, do some music, watch my little soap operas, and call a day and get back up and do the same thing at 5. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got time to visit nobody. Only person I know is one of the guys that did some of the building out here. He lives out here. So he's coming down to repair some stuff. So, yeah, I know him. My wife met a couple of the neighbors because they annually have a party at somebody's house every month.
Oh, okay. Have you attended any of them yet?
No, because the first one they had was just all for the females.
Oh, okay.
The guys were loud, and it was a pajama jam or whatever. But I told Darlene to tell them all muscles in October.
You know what?
All muscles in October for the house party. So don't even. We're gonna have the street on lock now.
Yeah, you that?
Yeah.
Make it happen, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
All muscles in October. I will be up there in Virginia recording with you the Labor Day weekend. G. White will be there too on. I'm thinking that Saturday or that Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll both be around the way.
Yeah, he's coming down, huh?
Yeah, he's coming down.
Okay.
Because he heard about the trip and how we be tripping, but how we be, you know, recording our stuff and getting it done in 2 days. But I got another song by a new one. Smitty Beats did the beat on this one. Smitty Beats out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Talked to him the other day. It was his birthday this month, matter of fact.
Okay.
So I talked
How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing good, man. He's just busy mastering songs and CDs for people around the country. So anybody that got a CD, they need to master. They need to get with Smitty Beats. You can look him up on MySpace, Smitty Beats. Or go to another TAZ Productions MySpace page, and he's one of my top friends. Smitty Beats is right there on the page. He does. If you know me, he charges $200. If you don't know me, you might want to pay the $400, baby. You get 50% by just knowing me, saying, "Hey." I know Taz. Boom. You got 50% on your CD right there. So you might want to do that. Smitty did the beat on this one. He gave me a batch of beats, and I use two of them, one for a gospel song and one for this song. And the name of the song is On My Mind. This is the example for the Love Brothers CD. Again, a song Ron L. ain't heard yet because I ain't finished mastering the CD to send it to him so he can listen to him. But this is On My Mind.
Okay.
Hey girl, I'm talking until you feel something about the way we are is how the way we feel. Your personality, eternity, oh, I'm gonna have you in my arms. I will hold you so strong if you never realize. I hope you understand, this is the upgrade for me to be your man. Don't say anything, just let it ride through. Saturate your heart, know these words are true. Never a million years will any heart know. The love between us, we have more to grow. And I'm not just spitting nonsense when I say I love you, I knew it was tense. Your friends got the word, try to change your view. Now I'm putting in the verse on the ones and twos. For you to decipher what's real or what's fake, I got a call rolling in and I have to take. What the hell is it? Vegas trip booked for us online. I gamble on you for the rest of my time. Love has been far, some good in between. Never quit understanding, I know what it means. Good love is the what, the who I'm searching for. We were meant to be, let's walk out the door. Your personality turning me on. Wanna hold you in my arms, I will hold you so strong. If you never realize, I hope you understand. This is the upgrade for me to be your man. Don't say anything, just let it ride through. Saturate your heart, know these words are true. Never a million years will any heart know. The love between us, we have more to grow. And I'm not just getting nonsense. When I say I love you, I knew it was intense.
Smitty Beats on that beat. On my mind.
Hello.
You like that?
Yeah, that's sharp. You know what? Believe it or not, I listened to some of his stuff because Jerry pulled some stuff from him one time. And
yeah,
that's a little more snazzy than what he normally do. That right there got a nice little chop to it. It's snazzy. It's very snazzy.
He got backdrop on the beat on that. The beat is pumped on that one. The drums is kicked up a notch. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's learning something more for you, man.
he got
some jip job on that.
I just clicked that one out of the 200. I like all his beats, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He hot now. He hot. I heard quite a few of them over at Jerry's house. You know, he pulled them up and we were listening to him on his computer, man. That boy, he ain't no joke. Yeah, but the thing about him, with being with him, seemed like every song that he makes, every beat that he makes, he puts a name to it, and that name is like, it seemed like it's made for that song.
The name of that song is always on my mind, and that's why I wrote it to the name that he wrote.
I'm telling you, and I don't know, I always tell Jerry, man, how the hell he do that, man? He make a song up, and it seemed like he already got the name in his head of how he want, what he want to put to the song to make this the name of the song sound just what the music sounds like.
Yeah, that's what he told me. I told him what you just said, and he said, I don't know how I do it, man. That's how I feel with the name of the song is. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's one right there, man. When you can do that, make that song fit that, you know, make the words, I mean, the name of that song fit that song. That's a mad talent, man.
And I told him I wrote the song to the title of the song that he had for it. He said, you did? I said, yeah. I wrote, and that's the hook, Always On My Mind. And that's the name of the song that you wrote on it.
Yeah.
So I write it the way he, because my cousin do the same thing. He does it to his beats. And I did a song about love on his song because it was about love. That was the name of the song. And I wrote the words to the title of what he named that beat.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for me to do, too, because if you write it down, I can write it, you know, I can write the subject about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going back in time again.
All right.
The time we had Sean Duell's apartment.
Oh, shit.
Beach!
Lordy, naughty, naughty.
Oh, talk about hey, what they, look, we, when we first got it, we was like kids in the candy store. Because
I'm telling you, man, you know, believe it or not, man, that was like home, man, because, you know, you wanted to get away from the bag. I'm telling you, man, that was like home, man.
Yeah, I guess it was home for you because you was wearing it out. I wasn't really wearing it out.
Man, who bad was wearing it out then?
Brother.
Oh, that was not bad.
I was in Chrisville, remember?
Oh, my goodness.
Because you beat me up. You was already over there. Remember, your man was already over there. And I walked in. And look, look. Normally, we at the club.
Yeah. Hey, look.
That first Friday, we didn't even want to go to the club. We bring something over there, and we go have some fun. So, you brought Berlin over there, and I walked in with Charlene. And look, look, there was no time for pleasantries in my mind. I'm like, I already know y'all niggas. Hey, this is Charlene. Charlene, say hi. Hi. I see y'all later. Go to the room. I know you like... Dang, you know, you want to stay out here and talk. No, I ain't got time to talk to y'all. I know y'all. I don't even talk to y'all. Damn. I see y'all every weekend.
Yeah.
Hi, Maryland. Hi, Raw. Bye. I see y'all later.
Yeah.
I got business to take care of.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean, Jack. Yeah. I know what you mean. But, yeah, man, that was like home, Cat. I ain't lying to you, man. It's just, you know what, believe it or not, I was just thinking about, you know, what you're talking about him leaving us, you know, trusting us with his place or something like that.
Yeah.
Had it been me in his shoes, I wouldn't have left my keys with a couple of hoes. Hell no.
Hey, look, look. We wasn't there.
Hell no.
Yeah, I think I would have left it with y'all. I could have left it with y'all, because y'all was my boys, and I know y'all need to go on and get your little thing off.
I don't know what I would have been thinking, though. I would have been like, what the hell they doing? I don't know. Hope the vans ain't squeaking too much now. So after all, we was upstairs right now.
We was killing it. Oh, man, we was killing some stuff. Dude, look, we cooking food and carrying on off of them.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Didn't do too much cooking because I was going to be there all day.
Yeah.
That one night, you told me you were going to open the door for me and I didn't come. And you got caught out there.
Yeah.
There was another night when me and Charlene was over there by ourselves. You had went to the club. I don't think you remember that, do you?
Hmm.
You had already went to the club. And Charlene came over there and got dressed and me and her went to the club. Later on. But, yeah, we had a little bit of time because, like, I said, they ain't here. She said, that mean I could yell. I said, yeah, hurry up. I'm trying to get to the club. Well, we were wild.
Yeah. A little bit of time, Cat, and I ain't lying to you. I can tell you, you know, I got jammed up quite a few times before it was all said and done.
Yeah, you did.
One main time I got jammed up, but it, oh man, the only thing I could have to do was introduce each other, you know, the two girls. I was toast. I ain't lying. You know, hey, there's no way to get out of something.
You trying to get
me? I was just cold busted. That's all.
But I was trying, dude.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, you could have been busted anyway, because Manly could have came before I came over there. Even if I would have came over there. I would have walked up into something. I'd have been like, why my man naked with y'all? Wait a minute,
yeah.
Why didn't tell
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah,
but,
I just walked up in there. You would have been straight up out there then. You know, at any time, Marilyn could have came over there. And that was
yeah,
the wrong thing.
But believe it or not, with Marilyn, Marilyn was already seeing that old weak punk next door to us anyway over there in the back. So, I mean,
like, what was his name?
Reggie? No, not Reggie.
Nah. I know his name, but anyway, we
were Darren? Darren, I think it was. It was Darren. His name fell with a D. Darren, I think it was. Darren or Daryl, or one of them. Yeah.
Daryl. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, but, you know, I already knew he was, you know, out there doing stuff for them, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what kind of relationship they had. It seemed like it was a long distance because she was with me more than she was with him in any given place. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't really a concern. I was like, oh, well.
What
about the way it went down.
Remember Sagar?
San Chagua?
Yeah.
I remember San Chagua.
And she was and she was liking me, and she was going with old boy. It was the thing.
Yeah.
She was going with old boy in the, that worked in the mess hall with her.
Yeah, I forgot his name. But,
me too.
Yeah, I know you talking about. He was hot.
He was mad that day when he found out. And it was Sean Durham, his crazy self. Sean Durham! Sean Durham! Whatever his name was, he was talking about you, and he said you ain't no good because you seen this girl. We had planned on eating dinner, but we went over there to eat dinner that night.
Yeah.
We had a group of people with us too, didn't we? They all had Sean Durham talking about it. I said, well, I'm going over there to confront him. Are you going to confront him? Yeah, I'm going to confront him. He's weak.
Yeah.
I talked about that dude so bad.
He
wasn't hot no more, needless to say.
Yeah. You told me a week in that Kool-Aid, dude.
Yeah,
I did. Oh, boy, I tell you. And then you had the door to blow him out in front of everybody.
He was upset, wasn't he?
That's
what you said. This boy right here is stupid.
You got that right.
But we had a good time. We had a good time there, boy. The thing about it is, when I met you as you was leaving out because your wife was sick. And I didn't know what unit you was in. I just said, man, I hope everything's all right when you get there.
Yeah.
And then when you came back, I had seen you, and you were in the same section, same motor pool I was in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you one thing, man. I was not happy being there, I tell you the truth. You know, before you got there, you know I used to go down to down to the motor pool down there, man, and sit inside the fuel truck for half a day. But I didn't feel like being bothered, man. I didn't feel like being in the motor pool. I didn't like Sean Day. I definitely didn't like him. You know, I didn't want to be around him, man. I was like, golly, man, what have I got myself into, man? And the thing about it is I got there in the dead of winter, and I'm sitting there inside that truck. I started up, let him warm up a little bit, trying to play like I'm pulling PSPS on it. But, man, I couldn't stand it, man. I couldn't take it. And you know, I think the main thing that got me through was you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you already pretty much knew a little bit about Germany and knew what was going on with Germany. And,
But the thing about it is, you had a better time after I got down there, I guess. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You relate to them because I was related to them like, you know, I didn't care.
Yeah. Well, see, I sat back and see now how you reacted to him, and a couple of other people reacted to him. Sean Diggs, man, I don't know, man. You know, you and him, y'all can relate a little bit due to the fact that you know you was handling your business for all that, you know, supplies, stuff like that, and trying to get things over there, and getting heaters and stuff. And he was infatuated with that.
Because
he looked at the guy, he was hiding on the damn heaters up there. In the damn attic. I'm like, God,
he didn't know that they were up there. And I said, man, Cat, I got all kind of stuff up here, man. I was showing them like inner tubes. Look, man, I'm trying to stock it so we don't have to use nothing out of that truck. He was like tripping, like, man, how you get all this stuff? Don't worry about that. I can't tell you how I got this, but we got it. And he didn't know we had tires in the whole garage, remember?
Yeah. Well, you showed me one day how you took them. you knew them so good at the little gate right there. You know they let you just go on in there and you just grabbing what you ordered. It ain't like that. You start grabbing other people's stuff. I said, Lord, we will get up and
look, dude.
I had about $200-$300 worth of other people's stuff.
Yeah. I remember that day you had them ties. You got them Humvee ties.
And had Charlene set stuff on the side for us, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she was the jump off of that. She was a hooker.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all good. And one day he seen us in the shopette early in the morning. I told him, this is the young lady that's been getting all our parts. And he goes, well, thank you, young lady. I want you to continue to have a good breakfast with Sarge. When I got back, he said, man, you be working it, don't you? Yes, I do. Whatever we need, I call him. He was just as happy. He said, boy.
Yeah,
we had a good time, though, huh? And I'm glad that I met you, man, when, you know, I came over there. I really didn't want to go back over there a second time, but I'm glad I met you, and we just hung out. And I guess I came over there and just kicked it off wild. Like, yeah, we going out, dog. You was all down because your wife had passed away. But I was like, come on, man. We going out, man.
You straightened me up, man. Because like I said, I was kind of shocked, man, on the way back over there, man. I was like, man. I said, me being this young, you know, 24 years old and something like this happened, you know. But you know what? It taught me a lesson. I learned how to deal with death. You know what I'm saying? And that made me stronger because the thing about it is, when my parents passed away, I mean, I didn't really get upset because I thought about all the good times we had versus, what they're going through at the moment, you know, and both of them went through a little bit of pain before they died, you know, but, you know, you don't want to keep people around like that, you know, especially if you don't have the time with them. I mean, everybody's going to expire soon. We already know that, you know.
Right.
So I learned how to take death in that perspective. You got to. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. And I put myself through that test for that because I was saying to myself, you know, and I kept crying and stuff when I got back over to Germany and sitting up in the room and I'm saying to myself, all this crying is just a waste of time. I said, she's coming back. You know what I'm saying? She's not coming back. So that's what got me through right there. I say all the crying in the world. I tell people that now. You can cry all you want. Get all your cries out. All the crying in the world ain't going to bring them back.
Right.
You know? So that's how I learned how to deal with death now, you know. And I didn't cry when my mom passed. Yes, I did. I cried a little bit. I had my closure with her at the funeral, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just a quick moment, and you know, I was happy to see that she was okay. They put her away real nice, and you know, it was just done and said, you know. But you know, like I said, things like that happen, man, and you just gotta learn how to deal with it, you know.
True. And next year, man, we need to plan to go to Steubenville so you can see my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually see Steubenville because I'm going to tell you right now, it's like I told you, you're going to have a lot of fun, man. You're going to be like, man, this is the whip down here. But it'll be like, man, you don't want to live here. Me and man will be thinking, oh, you don't want to live here. It's nice to visit. It ain't nice to be staying here.
Yeah. So let me tell you, I mean, you're saying Steubenville, Ohio, that's a small town, but then again, it's a town that, you know, pretty much everybody know each other. It's like a real small town like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You got up-and-coming generations coming through because that's what really ruins the towns after a while, the offspring. You know, they come up with this hip-hop mentality, and they lost their mind in there because that's the way my old town is up on Long Island. You know, I can't really go there. I can go there and visit people, but I have to go find them. But then again, when I go through there, I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't know any of these people. These are the offspring.
I'm trying to tell you, and I'm not trying to be jacked up, and then kids will walk up on you, and I'll be like, my last name, Jeter, and they'd be like, oh, okay. You know, because there's a few crazy Jeters that live there. So, and they'd be like, oh, okay, you from here. Oh, yeah. Born and raised, and we'll knock you out. So what up?
You gotta get them straight. That's the thing about it. You know, sometimes they don't give you time to even react to a walk up, especially if they don't know you. That's what I see with kids. They don't give you a chance. They don't even give you a chance. They like right up on you with a gun. Like, give me your money. You know. But then again, if they knew who you were, you know. And I take it like that, Cat. Really, I really do.
I thank God that I met you, man, little brother. You are like a brother I never had. And I don't have any brothers, only have a sister. So you are definitely in the family. My mom all the time asked about you. And remember that boy that made me make the cake twice.
Mm-hmm. A pound cake, man. From that fact, you know, when we get up there, you need to make me a pound cake. Now we stop. You're going to make a pound cake.
No, she made one the other day. She told me.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, we're going to have to get it to make a pound cake. You know, we're going to have to get it to make a pound cake. Yeah, man. It was good having you on the show. Having you on there. And like I said, I will get this new CD of the new stuff that we getting ready to bang, man, because I don't know the title of this. I want to say it's Radio Play, and that's what I'm going to name it. But there's, like I said, 15 joints, and there's some killers on here, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like the ones that you played, man. That's pretty hot. Pretty hot. You know, I sit in and I talk to you about, you know, your beats, and you tell me that this is some of the best work you've done, but I've already listened to some of the work that you already done, and I'm already thinking that's great anyway. So,
yeah,
I'm trying to read your mind to see how far you slide with. I'm like, okay. I said, I know this last one we done was already hot.
And you know what Miss V said? Miss V has been listening since she's been sick, and since she works at a place where she can have her headphones and listen to music.
Yeah.
She's really getting into the music that we actually done.
Mm-hmm.
And she listened to All of You. And she said All of You is her favorite CD right now. But see, she didn't have all the other ones either. So she said All of You, the last CD we did, me and you, is her favorite CD right now.
Well, yeah. Because the thing about it is it's Stephanie's too. Stephanie, I popped that thing in the car, man. Stephanie started bobbing her head and then started singing the music. One day we were riding down the road. She just, I need to hear something. She pulling to go through a little CD thing. She pulled it out and popped it in. I looked at her. She looked at me. And we started jamming. She likes it too. She likes it too. She definitely likes it. But that was a good one, man. Good album, man.
Oh, she don't like this one.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Like I said, from the beat I just heard, you know, you was playing. And it's pretty hot. It's definitely hot. I like that one you done with V too. That's real hot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We put down 3-4 songs, and she got one of the songs with me and you and Rolanda, and all four of us are going to be on that song once Rolanda come down for the house party, and we'll have that one knocked out because you'll already be on it. So we'll be waiting on Ro to do her spot, man. That's going to be the problem right there, the whole up of the old CD, waiting on Ro to do her spot.
Yeah.
Me and you and Miss V already got a song with Shake It Up, Put It Down, Put It, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the first song on this new CD.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well,
all right, yeah.
I'm going to end this show with an old one. That you just got sick of saying the hook over and over. It's going down tonight. You remember we had to sing the hook all the way through the song.
Yeah.
Till next time. Peace.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ron L.
Yeah, bro. I'll holler, baby.
Ron L.
Yeah.
What?
Going down tonight. Going down tonight.
Steps in the club with the blackest on. Mask on my shoulder, headed for the John. Look to the right, chick is dressed in lace. Colonel Sanders, lace size, breast to taste. Come on, girl, you'll be my party back. Slide to the dance floor, check the back. Sickness all up in the place. Tears from my eyes roll to my face. Honey looking sweet, made a brother weak. Walking to the limo and go. Skeet, skeet,
No, can't do that cause I'm the celebrity. All eyes are on me. Fake punks hating in every direction. Can't help it, the finest girl talking sexin. Mouth to the limo, I mean the Lexan. Blast in the air like George Jetson. Another night in some different black. Mask on the shoulder for the sneak attack. Punks be hating like the wick the whack. Call me Sugar Bear, I give the sugar smack. Ron L chilling up at the bar. As I walk in, didn't get too far. Girls on my arm like I'm a star. One said, I know who you are. You be doing them 14 hits. Another one said, your friend's the shit. I said, come on, cause there he is. After this joint, we'll handle biz. Fake punks hitting in every direction. Girls on a jock, talking sexin. Roll to the limo, I mean the Lexan. Blast in the air like George Jetson.
What's going down tonight? It's going down tonight.
Listening to another TAZ production recorded live and live. I messed that up. All right.